Hello, everybody, and welcome to Throwlers. I'm joined, as always, with Chris Reynolds. How you doing, Chris?
Yeah, real good, Alan. Real cold, but real good. Studio doesn't have a heater on when the car's turned off. So, it's just a cold studio tonight.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's not ideal. Did you get in there early and just warm it up?
No, I just got out of here now.
Sick. Nailed it. Did you notice anything weird about our intro last week?
Did I notice anything weird about our intro?
Nah, so it's the smallest thing. But I don't know what happened, but it got stuffed up. Like, my start got stuffed up. Like, it just cut out. So luckily, I say the exact same thing to start every single episode. So all I did was I just grabbed the audio from last episode and then put the little intro bit in and went from there. So I cut out the, hello, buddy, welcome to Throwlers. But it was the same one from the week before, so I don't know.
Well saved. Well saved.
Yeah. Maybe I should mix it up. I'll have to have a think next time.
Oh, I know some people that are looking for some editors at the moment. You're putting your hand up.
Yeah, exactly. well, yeah, did you catch the latest Clubhouse that I made a guest appearance on?
Certainly did. I was talking to myself in the live chat. Pretty flat out. Well done. Another great show. Like I said, I don't tune into many of them live. I've tuned into a few live now, but mostly I would listen retrospectively. It was good. Well played by you. You definitely brought up the good looks on the couch, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, what about the Between Two Chains? Did it go all right?
Yeah, nice. Loved it. I loved Jace's rebuttal as well. Between Two Dickheads, that's a golden segment. I hope they keep it going. Plenty of dickheads to choose from, so I hope they keep that segment going.
Yeah, nah, it was good. I was very impressed with Jace's work. Yeah. And the question about whether the tee off versus Throwlers thing got cancelled because no one actually gave a shit. I was like, that is just so good.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect.
And yeah, ironically, very accurate. So, he did well. I was very happy with that. They asked, they're like, oh, do you mind? It was like, fuck yeah, let's go. Done. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
So, that was a lot of fun. Thanks for those boys for having me on. I basically invited myself. I just told them when we were at Warrnambool, I was like, or wherever that we played. Yeah, Warrnambool. I was like, yeah, I'm keen to come on and do Between Two Chains. So, just some time. And then, Ash messaged me last week and was like, you want to come in on Thursday? I was like, done. Let's go. So, a lot of fun. Real cool setup. Real professional run. Like, they got multiple pages of like sheets, like run sheets, and Ash's intros to all the stuff, those funny intros, like he's worked on and written them down. They're all on the run sheet. Like, it's wild. I sent you a screenshot earlier of our run sheet, which is like seven lines. It just says parked appearance to start it.
And we're nailing this. We got. This is scripted and this is perfect.
That's what we got. Yeah. I was there an hour early and our whole process is like an hour. So,
yeah.
So there's levels to it, but no, I enjoyed it. I told them I haven't really watched much of it because I told them if it was audio, I'd chuck it on my podcast thing, but my weeknights mostly disc golf free. This is the only sort of disc golf event that happens on the weeknights, so I never catch too much of it. So I hadn't seen much from like the first couple episodes, like I watched them, but it's cool. Like a different thing too. Like I thought they were just talking about tourneys and doing all that stuff, but it's a genuine like disc golf variety show. So like a footy show, but disc golf.
Yeah, they've cornered their little piece of the market, and it's a good little production, and yeah, it's good. It's funny. They got good banter. It's a good show. I couldn't tune in for the whole thing. I was in bed watching it with the earphones in, and I had to fall asleep at some stage. But watched definitely most of it, and another good showing by the Park Boys for sure.
Love it. I did forget to check to see whether all-time listener high It would have had to have
Oh,
been,
it would have
I
had to have
think.
been. Yeah.
I'll check into that later, but
No.
I reckon that's got to be their number one
I
episode.
wouldn't bother fact checking that. Just know. Just know for sure. In no way it would have been like more viewed the live episode they did at Invali. No way that'd be more.
Oh yeah, nah, never. Oh, something cool came across my desk. I've just got I'll give it away. But who our president? Fuck man, spit some words out.
Yes,
Melbourne
please.
Disc Golf Club's president, Mike Van der Linden,
Correct.
was over in the USA, and he was in Portland, and the Portland Open was on. So he thought, why would I not go check this out? What fortuitous timing. Anyway, he's had a great time watching some disc golf, and he sees a Melbourne disc golf shirt.
What?
Disbelief. He walks over. So your reaction tells me that you don't know who he ran into.
I'm assuming he ran into, well, there's two choices. There's obviously old mate, starting with G. Oh, it's his,
Greg
Greg
Bowers.
Bowers. Or that's option A. Option B is like, Melbourne, as in Melbourne, USA.
Oh, no. Nah, so yeah, Greg lives in Portland. So
Hey!
Greg must, yeah, Greg Bowers, the former president of the Melbourne Disc Golf Club, is, yeah, he's been living in over there for a while now. And I guess he was there as well. So they've never met because Greg was gone before Mike came. So yeah, he just saw the shirt and went over and was like, hey, what are you doing with that? And yeah, so they had a nice little meeting, which was cool. So president cross
There you
president.
go. What a little spin out that would have been.
Yeah, exactly. It would be pretty weird for them both, I
Yeah.
think. But yeah, that was a nice little tidbit that came across my desk. It reminded me of a it was a more embarrassing story from my part, but when I was younger, a couple of mates were in a band called The Deep End. And they were just like whatever band, like they put out a little EP and a couple other things, but not too much traction. I think they might have made it on Triple J's Unearthed a couple times. Anyway, they played the ESPY a lot. We'd go hang out there all the time. Loved it. It was great because my mate was in a band. It was fun. So they got a cool band shirt, and I wear that like a fair bit to different gigs, just if I'm feeling it. And I was out at a gig a few years back, and I had my Deep End shirt on, and this guy comes up to me. He's like, "What's this? What's this shirt? Like, how do you have a Deep End shirt?" I was like, "Yeah, so watch this band all the time when I was younger. A couple of my friends were in it." He's like, "I was in the Deep End." I was like, "Oh, okay." Like, I didn't remember this guy or recognize him at all. And I was like, "Oh, okay, my bad." And I was like, "Yeah, I knew this guy. This guy." He's like, "Yeah. We were all in the band together." I was like, "Cool."
Nice.
So, I don't know. Could have been worse. I could have probably not named anyone, but yeah, it was a bit odd. But now the funny little president cross president, I did like
It's a
that.
small world. It's a small world. I did some
Very
fact
small
checking
world.
of your Park Media comment about being the most viewed,
Oh, I
and
love it.
oh boy, do I
Yeah.
have some news for you. So, as far as I could tell, there are one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. That was their 10th. Oh yeah, it was episode 10. Yeah, wicked. That was episode 10. Okay, how many
Sick.
episodes do you think have had less views than yours?
Zero, I think.
That's zero. It's close. There is one
Wait.
episode. I said,
Wait, other way around. Did I say the other way
you
around?
said
Oh
it the
no, I think
wrong.
mine's the number
You
one.
said the wrong way around. So you think nine episodes have had less views than you? Well,
Yeah.
you'd be wrong. There's only one.
Shit.
You are the second bottom. You are the ninth most listened to episode out of their 10 at this
Nah,
stage.
we
It's
might.
early days.
Yeah. We might have to put that link on socials, get those
Yeah,
numbers
I'll have to
up.
put it back out there. Yeah, but lots of other views have had over 260 views, 280 views, 300 views. Yours are sitting at 190. So,
Cool. Whoa, okay, it's not that. We're not too far off. Some of
you'll
them.
get there. You'll get there.
We'll get there before they got another week before their next one comes out. So their people must just be slow to react, you
Yeah,
know.
I'll play this in the background while we're recording this, just to bump that up one list.
Get another view,
Got
Ali.
another view for you.
I love it. Cheers.
You're welcome.
Did you see the big news?
Oh.
Well, sort of coming out of the Disc Golf Pro World at the moment with KJ USA.
I very much did. I very much did. He is am I right in saying that a couple of years ago he's pretty good disc golfer? Does he still play on the Pro Tour?
I didn't think he did, but apparently still is on the Pro Tour. I thought he was a full-time DJ, but apparently still plays.
Okay.
But no longer for Prodigy. Just cut ties.
Boom.
And if we know one thing, Prodigy will sue a child. So Prodigy is obviously on board with the decision.
It might have been their decision.
It very much might have been their decision. He's been pretty trash, and from what I've heard, he's on a decent packet.
Yep.
Because I think he signed it like peak COVID when everyone was watching, and he was getting aces while slipping over and making top tens galore. Yeah, now I can't remember the last time I saw him on a feature card, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So very interesting, and it seems like he's gonna go somewhere else. Like, so if what I've heard is that he's got another thing lined up, and that the him and Prodigy are in agreement that it's best for everyone. So I'm very confused. Like, I don't know. Like, what other big company would be like, oh, let's snap him up? And, like, he's not gonna, if he's got a dope contract, he's not gonna just happily leave it for something less. So I'm interested to see what happens here.
Watch this space. And did I read he's like obviously just doing absolute offload at 60% off?
Yeah, 60% off. If you go to Prodigy, you can get all these reverbs and whatever other crap, other weird Prodigy crap that no one wants.
Tim Bowen, he'd be cashing in for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I heard some people were saying a bit of rumors that they were just trying to make cap space for Timmy B.
No, that checks
So,
out.
check that. But yeah, 60% off KJ stuff. So go check it out. And yeah, I don't know. In a week or two, I guess we'll find out where he's going next.
Crazy times, crazy times.
All right, should we check out the world's update? Or before we jump into the scores, have you seen that the post that we spoke about last week from Des Redding has kicked up a gear?
Has
And
it? No, I have not seen this.
it's yeah, no, nah, it's sparking a bit. They had Yeti came on the Tour Life podcast, and yeah, there's a bit happening. Like, people are going after the PDGA. It wasn't just the water thing. Apparently, there wasn't even really toilets out there. Yeti's going on about it. They're like, the course selection's crazy. He's like, MP50, and we're playing Champions Landing. He's like, what the fuck are we doing at Champions Landing? You know, these ridiculous water carries that we can't handle, and this and that. The FP40, and then like MA65, like that, or MP65, like that sort of region of skill level group had played, you know, like good courses for their skill level the whole way through. But then the final nine was distance wise, the whole lengths for the final nine were longer than the full 18 of any of the courses that they'd played so far.
While we
And it was just like, what are you doing? Like, apparently there was just a bunch of shit. And yeah, people are going after the PDGA. So wild time. The problem is, what else are you gonna do? We got nothing. We got no recourse. They're the only game in town. So what, we just gonna all roll on metrics now? Like, nah.
yeah.
So, but yeah, people are going after him. Like, if you're gonna put your name on it. It is the 2024 PDGA Professional Masters Disc Golf. Like, you better fucking step up. Because apparently PDGA was just like, no, that's not us. Like, the local volunteers and the TD, it's all them to blame. Well, if you're not gonna take the blame for any of the shit that's going on, then take your name the fuck off the title. You
Yeah,
know what I
definitely,
mean?
100%. All right, well, I'm glad I
So,
went after him with my spotlight. I dare say that's fueled the fire. It probably
Oh,
got it going, yeah.
probably. Probably. I feel like I did hear Brody mention something about
Yeah.
that, but he said something about Chris. Chris had a final
Yeah,
word on
good,
that.
good.
But we what do we did we didn't get to no we did talk about the final results for the majors
No,
last
no,
week,
no.
did we? No, we
No, we
couldn't have.
definitely
No,
didn't.
we couldn't have.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right, let's let's check in with our people. So how did our MA40 crew
You
go?
wouldn't actually read about it. All right. So our MA40 crew was Jason Vito and Brad Turner. They freaking came a tie.
It was
Yeah.
wild, wasn't it? A very nice final round for Vivito there to get him up with Brad, and they weren't too far off the cut line for the finals. So I was pretty impressed with that. Like, 50, 56, well, the top 58 plus ties advanced, and which was a final score of plus 10. And what did they come in? They were in 74th plus 14. I mean, that's not, in the grand scheme of things, that's not a lot. There was 144 competitors. So I was pretty impressed with
No,
their
definitely
efforts.
both above rating. Nothing to be disappointed about there, I wouldn't have thought.
No, and yeah, very, very cute that they got there in the end together. I think Brad had the one stroke lead, and very nice final round. Neg two for Vito, got him right up there with Brad. So, cute little hold hands together in the 74th place trophy. How else? Who else we have in there?
MA70. Obviously, the legend himself, Kim Holmes, ends up holding on. He was second from go to woe, wasn't he? Feel like after round one, he was in second, 100%, and he finished second in the end. So T second, well done, Kim Holmes.
Yeah, that's cool. I love that. That's a big finish for Kim. And yeah, just way to keep his composure. Almost dropped a few, or he dropped a few on the final round, but had a big enough gap between him and third place that no dramas. So, very cool.
Margaret Traill finished basically right in the middle of the pack, finishing 14th in the FA40.
Nice. Yeah, good
And
showing
is
by her,
I think
I
that's it
think.
for our AMs, is that right?
JB and MA50, but he had not an ideal one. I saw some of his social posts. He just wasn't feeling very good about most of his rounds. His final round of an even, and everyone else near him was shooting plus sevens, eights, sixes. So very good final round. He seemed to, put it together and played decently above rating in the final round, but round one, two, and three hurt him, and he found himself pretty low down in the MA50s. But from all reports, it looks like he had a fun time
Yeah,
too.
of
So
course.
it's all you can
Obviously,
ask.
if we ever go do it, like we'll probably win, but we're not there to win. We're just there to have a good
Bro.
time, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Yeah, I'm not even going to win the fucking Geelong thing this weekend. Win a world. No, exactly. So no, very cool. I when the Am Worlds, the non-Masters Am Worlds, is in Michigan this year, and I'm from Michigan. I got family living there. So as soon as Hardy saw that, and he saw my name was on the invite list because of my second place finish at Nationals, he instantly hit me up and was like, "Mate, it's so much fun! Like, what an experience! You gotta go do it." I'm not like it's not yeah it's not gonna happen for me this year, but hopefully one year it will. And but yeah, it just goes to show that he's just like Hardy was harping on about how great it is, and I'm sure all these guys will have had a ball as well. So very exciting. What a cool little adventure
Yeah,
for him.
good stuff. Should we check in on the pro side?
Yeah, definitely. We on just the absolute weapon. I think that's the biggest story of the Pro Masters weekend. She wins by 25 strokes over Jen Allen.
Wild.
I mean, what more you gotta say? She's a freak.
993 event. 25 stroke winning margin. Previous record was 23 strokes, I believe, or 22. Held by none other than Owen Scoggins from last year.
Yeah. She's so good. Just an ageless wonder.
Yeah.
And in the MP40, nothing much changed. Whoever that Joe Revere guy is.
Go to woe. Killed it. No catching.
Yeah, start to finish. But the people we cared about were over in MP55, yes. Right? So from our friend from over the ditch, Simon Feezy, he jumped out into second. I think he got himself up to first pretty good, pretty comfortably. Yeah, so after four rounds, he was four strokes ahead. But the finals are a different beast. It was a 8-stroke swing in the semis. Ouch. And like if you look at across the board, there's big differences in scores. So a few unders and a few way overs. So must have been a pretty hectic course that one. And then, they had a final four and nothing much changed there. But second place for Simon, amazing. I think he said that was his best finish at a Worlds, which is fucking incredible.
Yeah, epic.
So, very, very cool by him.
Yeah, nice work. Obviously, if they introduce MP56 next year, I'm sure we'll give it a crack. Otherwise, I'm sure we'll see him near the top again in 5 years' time in MP60 when this podcast is still going strong.
I know. He can play MP55.
Yeah, I know he can. He'll get smashed by all the young bucks that are 55. You know,
that's how
it works. I've got a few mates that have competed in the Master Worlds and they just like the 57-year-olds hate the 55-year-olds because they're so young. Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah. That's wild. Well, MP60, we'll have to wait 5 years. All right, and one other thing we better do before we jump into local stuff is check out how Bainey went. Big field. So a bunch of the Americans are over for the Turku Open, powered by Prodigy. No KJ. But that's not a surprise. But Bainey was in the field, but everyone was outdone by Nicholas Antala, James Proctor up there as well. A lot of big names. And how did Bainey fare?
Not so well. 79th.
79th, yeah. Bit rough, but big field and tough. So hopefully he'll bounce back. Next week, I'm sure this weekend, I'm sure he's got another one on the cards, right?
I believe so. He's at the LA. A few Americans are still over there, but what's it called? I do have it open. Silver event. LA Open, powered by Prodigy.
And I'm just seeing that Laurie Leighton's name. Wasn't he up and about last year? Wasn't he going to be the next big thing? Him and Paul were having a little battles when Paul spent his hiatus over in Europe.
Yes, the bit of that was going on, yes.
I haven't seen much of him this year, so I don't know. The kid, I think, was what he was running with.
Yes, correct.
So needs to grow up a little, the kid, I reckon. Come on, mate.
Before we move away from everyone being undone by Nicholas Antala, you obviously haven't checked out any of that footage on YouTube?
No, I haven't seen shit. What am I missing?
This was an absolute charge down. An absolute charge down by Nicholas Antala.
At the
turn, he was a million behind. With nine holes to play, and this guy, Maury Vilman was 21 down, when Nicholas Antela was like 16 down or something like that. And yeah, Nicholas Antela went, hold my beer, and basically birdied the entire back nine, went 8 down on the back nine. At the same time, this Maori guy went 1 down. So made up 7 strokes just in the last 9 holes to absolutely charge over the top of him. Proctor did something similar as well. And this Maori guy who just like had the field, I think he was out of the gates early, Maori. Maury was, no, was he leading after round 2? Yeah, he was leading. Had a 4-stroke lead after round 2 and then got off to a solid start to start round 3 with just the 1 bogey, but then just couldn't get the birdies going and got absolutely run over by a couple of the big dogs.
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah, there's levels to this shit there, Maury. Wow, I might have to check that out. What a hectic chase down.
Yeah,
shit.
It's definitely up on YouTube. Complain. I've watched bits and bobs of it. I knew he'd won, and then I was like watching, and then I just like flicked it on the tally, and like Nicholas Antler was like a million behind, and I was like, pardon what? Yeah, am I looking at the right event? Like these last 9 holes must be crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, wow. I see Silver Lat is there in 8th. And anytime I see him do well, it just reminds me Eddie Murphy, Raw or Delirious. I can't remember which one it is. And he's talking about some entertainer's like wife and how she wants to get a side job or whatever. And he's like, she comes in and she's like, now we have $50 million and $1. Every time I see him make a cash, I just like imagine that he goes back to Kristen. He's like, look, babe.
I made a dollar.
Here's $300. And she's like, that's so good, Silver. It's amazing. We'll put it in your piggy bank. Like, I can't help it. I don't know why, but I was just thinking that. Now we have $50 million and $1.
Good work.
And in the FPO, the Europeans dominating, obviously. A few of them are over there now. The big names, Evelina, Henna, Heidi. But it's Silva Saarinen. She's having a good year. And she just dominates over there in Europe. So, yeah, a couple stroke lead over Evelina. And she's just going to keep rolling. She's going to be one to really watch at the European Open. Because she just wins all the events there. She's crazy.
Ah, well spotted.
Cool. All right, we should check in on some local stuff. We had the Ruffy social day. We both made it out to that, yeah? Your name was on the list?
It was temporarily on the list. But as I put into the group chat at the time, I said, hey, boys, sign up for Ruffy League. Most likely won't be there, but a dad can dream. And, yeah, I was dreaming. Ella just didn't give it a look in all week. Didn't matter how many brownie points I try to earn. I just couldn't get it over the line.
Fair enough. Well, it was a freezing cold morning. So it was rough. Slow starts for everyone, I think. But some really good scores in the end. So Ryan Deere tops everybody, unsurprisingly, with a neg 12. And 8 in there in second with a neg 9 and an ace on hole 3. And Oscar Fellberg there with a neg 8 with an ace on hole 1. So we saw 2 aces go off, both guys in the ace pot. So I'm assuming they split
$250 bucks each, roughly, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Pretty nice. I heard the 8 in one, that we were on one of the parallel holes, and we heard like a solitary shout. It wasn't a group shout, so I guess these boys didn't have his back because there was like one really good yell, and then Oscar's one. It was one of our final holes, and he throws the big spike forehand hyzer on hole 1. Were you aware of that?
I've seen people do it. That's sick.
Yeah, so that's the line he takes, and I swear it was no chains. It was just like corner bucket, bang.
Boom.
So that was pretty nice. And Paul Arden was on our card, and he's the ultimate A, ace getter, but B, ace watcher. Like, he's watched crazy amounts.
It's Australia's version of Jeremy Colling, the witness.
Yeah, exactly. He was just in the dunny when Oscar threw. He's just like, oh, what? He's like, I heard shouts, but no chains. So I didn't know what happened. I was like, yeah, Oscar, good day.
Nice.
So really cool for those boys. That's exciting. And yeah, the A spot has been cleared out. But I have it under good authority that there's enough people in it that it's going to be back up in no time. So pretty cool about that. Tim Ware also with an egg eight. Myself, Marcus, Glenn Maisie, and Paul Arden all with neg sevens. So I did not think I played very well at all. Yeah, took a bogue on a real trash hole. Missed a few putts and stuff, but I guess it's starting to come a little bit better. Release times are getting a little better, but yeah, it didn't feel very good, which is probably why I'm on the bottom half of the handicap leaderboard.
Yes,
because he has some pretty decent scores for a lot of people, which was nice. See, a lot of negatives. We have to go down all the way to 37th place for the first person to be even, and 40th place for the first person over par. So pretty good showing by the Melbourne people. We're starting to really sink our teeth into this rush.
Yeah, and obviously we did something similar with Buddy Aiden's 15 at Bald Hill the week before. Just birdies to be had on these Melbourne courses.
Mm-hmm, birdies galore. All right, top of the handicap leaderboard, though, was Peter Morgan. So very nice round by him. Matt Mutter and Paul Baker as well. And Johnny Martin making a nice little round there up and forth. So well done there, Johnny. Paul Arden too. That was a hot round. I think he took out Div B pretty comfortably. So nice work by him.
It is annoying and, how those divisions fall away.
How they fall. Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, we need to talk to the Melbourne people to try to figure out a way to keep that. Because, yeah, once a lot of people probably don't know this, but once they finalize results or something, it just goes results and just shows everyone instead of Div A, Div B, Div C. So, yeah, if you've won Div C and you're just like, well, am I not getting a fucking shout out? Sorry, we just have no idea. I was just playing with Paul. That's why I remember that he won Div B. Yeah,
exactly.
Bottom half, though, the bottom end, Jace Wiedner. Just, after a bit of a humbling on the park setup, he just didn't bring his A game. He was just a bit afraid.
Bit down the bottom there.
Mike Smith, Emma Winkworth, not good either. Come on, guys. What are we doing? And where is it? Vil and Kalen down towards the bottom as well. So, not good, guys. Where did Taron finish though, mate? Curious to see where
the throll is guaranteed.
The throll is guaranteed. Let's see how it shook out. I had Taron finishing in the top half. His raw score, neg six.
Not bad. So 56 handicap results. You're looking for 28th or higher to get 5 points on the board. 28th or higher to get 5 points on the board. And who do we find next to 28? Less than a stroke clear of the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players. You find none other than Taron Anderson right there at 28.
Let's go. That's my boy. I love it. And I'm looking at my name. So he finished at 42 points. And I'm 42.75 after handicap, which means if I had have hit one more putt or just not taken a bogey on the easiest hole in the course, I would have snuck ahead of him and pushed him down. But I knew what was up. I knew what needed to be done.
Tanti, Ryan Deere, Glenn Maisie, any one of those blokes to just go one shot better and you stay on zero. But good line setting by me. I'm taking some pleasure in the fact that he landed right in the middle. Five was the right amount of points to put up, and you scraped over the line. Well done.
Nice. And I was keeping a very close eye on Ville's score because
It was.
it
It
was low
was.
for quite a while. He had an eagle and then a million par. He had like a birdie, an eagle, and a bogey, and a million pars. Wasn't looking good for you, and I was pretty excited. Neg three is where he was at for, oh, what's my two, three, four, 14 holes. Like, all right, let's go. But snags the other eagle, backs up with a birdie, par eagle, finishes his last four holes, four under to get up to neg seven. I was like, you son of a bitch. And Paul Arden was on neg eight, I think, and then took a late bogey. I don't know. It was right there. I was like, I just need one. Like a couple guys just needed a little one here, one there, and we'll push him down and a bit. But the cream rises to the top. He got close enough, and I'm pretty sure that was enough to get him the social day
It
calendar
certainly
victory,
was.
right? The
Season
season
one
one.
certainly was. Peter Chew ends up finding himself in third. Aiden Howard sneaks into second with that result at Ruffey as well. So he ends up finding himself 5 points clear of Aiden Howard. And yeah, a nice 10 points clear of Peter Chew. I was onto it. You were right to only give me 2 points. I'm on the board as well.
Yeah, big. The throwers guarantee. We're back. We're here with the with two
We
from two
should have
now on
started
this
this week.
week. So, yeah. So, yeah, one of two for each of us, and 2 points for you, and 5 points for me. So I'll have to get a little spreadsheet going on this, I reckon, to keep track. But looking pretty
Yeah,
good.
definitely.
All right. So speaking of looking pretty good. After this round, I ended up driving over to
Oh.
Bundoora, and checking out the Melbourne Celebrates future course. So Oscar, my old man, I think Glenn Rolston, a couple others had been out there and scoped. Mike Vanderlyn, I think, was out there and scoped like a pretty rough 18, and they wanted a few more people to come check it out. And help fine tune it. And I think Ville and Kalen live close by. Leo came out as well. Just I don't think he lives close by, but he wanted to check it out. And I think Glenn met us out there halfway through as well. And it's looking fun. It's looking a lot of fun. There's still work to be done. Like after we ended up basically mapping this out, like we ended up having to. We sort of went away and then realized that wasn't going to work. And so we had an idea of how we would connect up to where we were anyway. We just didn't go back and map it. But yeah, we ended up mapping out a bunch of them, checking out a bunch of cool holes. Once that was done, the old man realized there was like another big wooded section that we sort of missed. And we sort of went in a direction where there was a couple of like not as good holes. So I think a couple of them might come out and some cool wooded ones might come in. But yeah, it's looking fun. It's a good park. It's a huge park. That's the problem. Like when you go to somewhere like Bald Hill and you just go, all right, here's the gazebo. I'll start near here. Like you do one and then one leads to two to three. Like there's not that many options. But this park's a fucking monster. So the funny thing is the boys that scoped it out hadn't seen any of the old Melbourne Disc Golf Club layouts. So when Paul Arden was there, he's like, yeah, this was hole one as well. And oh, we went this one here was hole nine. And we'd played an event here where that was a hole too. So pretty cool. We're using a lot of the old layout that they had. But now there's definitely some fun holes. Nothing's crazy hard. Like Melbourne Celebrates is not about making Invalid Gold. It's about making a fun course, and I think it will be. It's fun and still challenging. So I'm really looking forward to it. The boys are going to do some more work. The old man's trying to handle a lot of the responsibility of sorting that out to Ville, I think. So, but he seemed pretty keen. And yeah, I think they once they get something pretty good, they might get some spray paint out there, and for anyone who wants to check it out. And they're making U-Disc maps so people can follow it. But it's looking really cool. I'm really excited. I think it's gonna be great fun. 18 unique holes, brand new 18 unique holes. Sick. Keen,
Yeah,
keen.
sick. Just loading up the event page. Good little promo by you. On the pro day, total players 20.
Crazy. Oh, go sign up, guys. It's gonna be so good. Like,
Yeah.
it's gonna be really, really fun. So it's wild. Yeah, some good mixes of elevation, uphills, downhills, side hills. There's like good trees, but not crazy wooded like some places can be. Just fun. Just I don't know, some unique shapes, cool holes. There's a fun little downhill one that may be an island, may not be. They're sorting something out. Nah, it's gonna be real good. Like, sign up. How are the Ams doing? Are they better showing?
It's always hard for me to figure that out, but
Oh,
I'll
yeah, sorry. Just
do.
find Jeff.
Yep, that's what I do. And he has lots of upcoming events. Jeez, Queensland Open sneaking up on us.
A couple of weeks.
52 in that day.
52.
So
Much better.
if one more player signs up, we've justified doing the split weekend.
Yeah,
We're at a
cool.
total. We're currently at a total of 72.
I honestly might even play MA2. Is that on the weekend the day before? Yeah.
Yep.
I might even play MA2 the day before. I might make a full weekend of it. I'll see. I got a bit of shit on. I'll see how much I can get away with. But I think it's gonna be a lot of fun. So it's wild to me that there's not more names on this list. So
Yeah.
sign up, people. Sign up. All right. So I think that brings us to our Thrallers Guarantee, our next one.
Yes.
What have you got for me?
You got much? Have you
Oh
got?
no, it's my turn, isn't it?
Yeah, it's your turn. Have you got much cooking?
I do. I've got something. I just don't know how I'm wording it yet. It's gonna be on the Barwon Valley Bash. That's where I'm looking. I'm gonna be there, so I'm excited for some stuff. There's no MA2 at Barwon Valley. Have you seen that?
Okay.
I don't think. I don't think they've deleted it for you. It's just people might be catching on to your dislike of it and coming around.
Good.
But I think it's been a bit more drip fed, like the way people have been signing up. That I think when, like, let's say Narada and Brett, who normally play MA2, when they sign up, no one was in. And then there was only a few people in MA1. They're like, us. I'm imagining they're just like, ah, stuff it, we'll play that. And then you see, who else? Tom Jankow might have done the similar thing and da da da. So, big field in MA1 and 0 people in MA2, which is pretty crazy. But the name that stands out to me the most is Nicholas Valentini.
Yes.
The elusive Nick Valentini is back in Melbourne, I guess,
I guess so.
and playing disc golf. I can't remember the last time he played a disc golf tournament. PDGA membership is expired, so I can't see. But he signed up for Barwon Valley and Melbourne Celebrate, so he might be back in the thick of it.
Looks like it.
And I think he is going to be a part of my guarantee. And I'm just trying to figure out how I want to play it.
All
So in
right.
the MA1 field, there's Nick Valentini and Duncan McIntosh. And I'm just trying to figure out of the two of them, which one do I think will finish higher? I think, yeah, no, I think Duncan will finish higher than Nick Valentini.
You think he'll have a better score?
I think he'll have a better score.
Okay.
That's my Thrallers guarantee. I think Nick's been out of the game for too long.
All right. I love that you've gone with this, and I love that you've pointed out that this event is happening because I was really struggling with any types of guarantee. But now that I've come into this event,
Oh, guarantees galore.
there's guarantees galore. All right. So, look, I can only go on most recent form, and Nick has none. And
None.
And Duncan, he's now on feature cards. I've seen him on YouTube recently.
On feature cards.
But because of what I've seen on YouTube recently, I'm gonna give you a six for that.
Oh, big.
Yeah.
Done. Thank you. Sweet.
I think Nick is gonna smack him.
I thought you were gonna give me a bit like, yeah, I thought you were gonna give me a low number, but I
No.
was genuinely umming and ahhing. Like I thought Nick would definitely win, and then I was like, nah, Duncan.
Nah.
So
Duncan,
I think it's a good
I know he
number.
listens. That performance of Xavier was just
Rough.
trash. And if
Was
he
rough.
plays anything like that, Nick will beat him by like 10 strokes.
Nick throws far too,
Yeah.
and there's some far holes.
I'm giving you six for that. I'm comfortable.
Yeah,
I'm giving you six for
nah,
that.
that's. I think that is the right number.
Yeah, good.
I think that is the right number. So
Yeah.
I, yeah, but come on, Dunk, I need you, mate.
All right. Mark Hardy's going to defend his title in MA1. It's not my guarantee, but
Oh, okay. Oh.
that's what he's heading down there for.
Yeah.
I'm seeing none other than Dylan Feldman
Yep.
in obviously signing up for MPO. You're finding Nathan Parrish. I could, do I pit, Nathan Parrish? Does he not come
Does
last?
he beat Dylan?
Does he beat anyone? No. Does he literally beat anyone in that field? I don't even feel comfortable saying that because he probably won't. So my guarantee is going to be this. Two-round event.
Yep.
Ethan Lewis to win by four or more strokes.
Oh, fuck. That's a good. Oh, that's a good number. Because he'll win. He should win.
He should win.
He's fucking.
He
He just
might
beats us. He
not
doesn't
win.
make any mis. He doesn't make any mistakes.
He could not
That's my
win.
problem with Ethan.
You should give me a nine. I've gone out on a limb here. But
Give me a nine.
yeah,
Four strokes is a lot in two
four
rounds
in
at
just a
Bowen
two round
Valley.
event. Oh yeah, that's what I'm going with. I've got to make up some. This is the problem with our guaranteed competition. I'm trying to make up numbers.
Yeah, this could like we have no set limit, so this could be on like forever.
Yeah,
But
I'm just
yeah,
going to be
you want to
start
get
throwing
ahead already.
tens out there.
Fuck, four or more.
Four or more.
Fuck, that's good. That's big. That's a big win
It is.
in two rounds. Who else we got? Chris Hart's been injured. Don Carter. Nah, Don Carter's been up and about. He could fuck around. All right. I think that's less likely to happen than Duncan beating Nick.
Who hasn't thrown a frisbee in 10 years?
Yeah. So it's got to be higher than a six. For sure. I'll give you an eight. He's not doing
Oh,
it. He's
good.
not doing it. He's not doing it.
Yeah, nah, all right.
Four more? Nah, you can get fucked. Fuck you, Ethan. I hope you don't even play.
All right,
I
sweet.
love Ethan. I'll give you an eight. He ain't doing it.
Nice. Thank you.
I won't fire up. It's not gonna happen. But yeah, Hardy wants to be around there.
It's sidearm central. Hardy could do it. It's
Yeah.
a sidearms paradise.
Tommy Jankow throws far. He could do something special. And yeah, Don Carter's just been fucking on a tear, so four or more. Fuck. Yeah, all right. Eight. I've
Bang.
said it. We'll
Let's
stick
go.
with it. That'll get you right back into it.
It will.
I was tossing up between a couple of things because I don't think Emma's in the greatest form, so my guarantee was going to be Anita takes her down. But I thought I'd stick with my own division. And yeah, went with that. So, but yeah, it should be good fun. There's some big cart, like big fields there. MA3's got nine, MA1's got 10, MPO's got seven. So for a small field, there's only 32 people. Four spots left. So if someone really good could sign up to MA1, that'd be just
Why
excellent.
can't I make it?
I don't know. It's like it's just on Saturday. You can definitely make it.
Oh, I'm going to Greece, baby.
Oh, okay. Yeah, true. Yeah, we're gonna sort out some logistics with that because either the pod might just be on a hiatus. We'll see.
Or I might just be calling in with a cocktail during my lunch break.
Yeah,
The
well,
time
I could
zone
definitely get
difference for
around that.
Greece is really not awful. Like
Yeah.
right here, right now, it's like a late lunch in Greece.
Yeah, sick.
It's not like bedtime or anything like that, or like
Yeah.
3 a.m. It's like it's the middle of the day.
Well, if you're happy to bring a mic over, or and we can make it happen. We can shoot out some quick ones as well. We can tell LR that we'll keep him under 45 minutes.
Yeah, sweet. We'll see it. Yeah, I'll be ready to go. My laptop's definitely going to be with me.
Yeah, sick. Cool. Oh, have you got anything else you wanted to get through?
Should we spotlight not light?
Oh, of course.
That's a segment we do regularly at the end of an episode.
Just every single one.
All
You better kick us off then.
right. I'll get us started with a spotlight. It's low hanging fruit, but it has to be said. The double ace. And what I really want to do is I want to give the spotlight to Oscar. A for the style, but B because I want him to have back to back spotlights. I feel like that's a rare scenario. So for the back to back spotlights, and I know he listens more than Aiden.
Yeah.
Oscar can have my spotlight this week.
Nice. I've got here down as an honorable mention for Penn because we got sent in a message from who was it? Do you remember?
Was it Kalen?
No. Oh,
Oh,
maybe it
was it
was
Johnny
Kalen.
Martin? No.
Oh, yeah, it was Johnny Martin.
Yeah.
About how, let me just find the message. Yeah, so Johnny Martin messaged in. He said that he played on a card with Penn at Ruffy, and after a round with some quite poor backhands and putting, he stopped after the round to give him some tips to help him improve. He said he's never had anyone correct any of his form before, so he really appreciated it. So sick work by Penn. Love that from you. But yeah, unfortunately, he doesn't get my actual spotlight because I thought this was fucking hilarious. I forgot to mention it last week on the pod, but yeah, Kalen has a PDGA number now, and he only just got it for the Tintinara tee off, or just before that anyway. And he wasn't sure if he was even going to get one. We're talking about it on the way up to Warrnambool. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. So when I saw that, I messaged him. I was like, "Oh, sick! You got one, and like a nice number too." I should have it in front of me, but I don't. But it's something like it's we're in the six digits now, right? Is it six
Yeah,
digits?
definitely easy. 200 and something.
Yeah, so it's whatever it is clean three digits and then three zeros.
Oh,
Yeah, so I was like,
big.
mate, you ended up with the with a nice one there.
Yeah.
And he messages me, he goes, yeah, I wrote an algorithm to like predict when that number would come up.
Oh, you're shitting me. I need this algorithm.
Nah. And then he signed up. So I have no idea what the fuck he did and how he did it, but he's ended up with a three like th three zeros, like last three numbers on his PDGA number, and he's done it deliberately and executed it perfectly, and I was so impressed.
289,000.
Yeah, 289. That's all he's gonna think of.
I need this algorithm because I like it's so this is such a crazy coincidence, but in my
Yeah.
calendar, if I open up my calendar tomorrow, I set this reminder months ago. I don't have an algorithm. I just looked at PDGA numbers and was like, cool, I need to remind myself in the middle of June to like check in with the numbers. Because I'm desperate to get Theo 300,000.
Yes.
And
That would be sick.
I just noticed that on my calendar today. So this is a wild coincidence. I was like, oh yeah, I must have set that reminder like 6 months ago. And so I was just having a little look today. But yeah, we're getting like into the 290,000s nearly. But yeah, we're there. We're about 10,000 away from me trying to get Theo that elusive number.
Yeah,
Kalen,
perfect.
hook a brother up. Hook a
Yeah.
brother up. I want Theo to be PDGA 300,000.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, I don't know how he did it, but yeah, he it was deliberate.
Moth.
So if he can make it work, the only problem is that might be a pretty hotly contested number.
Oh yeah.
So
I'll land anywhere near around it, but that's part of the fun. Like whatever his number is, that's just part of the fun.
yeah.
Who's that ex-Geelong player that used to do like numerology on one of those footy shows? Fucking all right, 289, right? 289, all right, 289,000. He's only just got his rating. Guess what his rating is?
Good numerology. So I'm
Yeah.
gonna think 892.
Bang on.
That's sick.
That is so sick.
That's
Hardy's
sick.
gonna love this
Cam
segment.
Mooney.
That all
Yeah,
of
he
this is
will.
for you, Hardy.
Yeah. Nah, that's cool. I like that.
right, cool as.
Numerology.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, I just went back on the messages then. He goes, I wrote some dumb code to predict when certain numbers would be available and snagged one. So he's got the code, it's there. Yeah, I'll have to link you to.
All right, please do, please do. All right.
What about not lights?
Yeah, look, I don't have one. Don't really have one. I'm trying to just make one up on the spot. Let's what do we got here? Nah, nothing. I got
Yeah,
yeah.
it's been a good week.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah, I'm the same. My only not light is anyone who hasn't signed up for Melbourne Celebrates yet. That's crazy to me.
Yep.
But other than that, yeah, I think it's been a good week. It's pretty fun. So, no real not lights. But yeah, sign up to Melbourne Celebrates. There is four spots left, I'm pretty sure, for the Barwon Valley Bash. So, get on that, especially if you're a really good MA1 player. That'll be even better. But other than that, yeah, thanks for listening, everybody.
peace out.